Blugach gave a wild yell and charged the big water hog. Gergen sidestepped and swung the mallet once. Just once. Blugach slumped to the ground, never to rise again. But Gergen's sidestep had carried him closer to the rapscallion mob. A crowd leapt upon him, overwhelming the water hog chieftain. The Red Wallers could not leave their friend in enemy paws. They charged forward into the vermin pack, roaring.
Red Wall! Red Wall!
They were hopelessly outnumbered, but prepared to sell their lives dearly. Strangely, though, it was Damag Warfang who saved them. The unpredictable warlord strode among his vermin, lashing out with the flat of his sword blade.
Halt! Enough, I say! We will take these creatures as prisoners. No beast must touch them. I will keep them as captives to serve me.
The great rat halted in front of Perigord.
All except you, hare. No beast talks to me as you did and lives.
Held fast by four rapscallions, the major still struggled to break free and get at his enemy, even though he was twice wounded.
So be it, foul face. Give me back my sabre, and I'll fight you blade to blade. Come on, vermin, let's have at it, what?
Damag looked Perigord up and down. Dried blood was caked over the major's brow, covering his right eye, while the red wall tunic hung from him in shreds, revealing a ragged scar on one shoulder. The great rat sneered contemptuously.
Your fighting days are over, fool. I'm going to make an example of you in front of your friends. Conquered beasts always learn to behave better when they see their leader executed. Get him down in front of me and bend his head.
A massive roar shook the night air, chilling the blood of every rapscallion on the ridge. Thundering forward, 50 paces ahead of her command, Lady Craigor Rose Eyes hit the vermin ranks like a lightning storm. Tamo saw vermin actually fly through the air as the huge badger, her eyes blazing red with blood wrath, swung her axe pike into them. Then she was upon Damag Warfang. Casting her weapon away, she seized the first blade with both paws and teeth.
Spawn of Gormad Tum, evil murderous kin, come to me.
Hacking furiously at the badger warrior's head with his sword, Damag gave an unearthly screech. Locked together, the pair hurtled into space from the ridge top.
Eurelia! Ship of the wind! Eurelia!
Booting aside a rat, Major Perigord grabbed his sabre.
Hers on the ridge! 100 of them! Eurelia!